Welcome to What's Your Dream, the podcast that explores the passion shaping our world. Today, we're joined by Terry Trafton from TT2 Consulting, an expert in emotional energy intelligence. Terry's work as a strategist, coach, and speaker helps corporations leverage emotional energy for success and innovation. Join us as we dive into how emotional intelligence can transform corporate culture and personal growth with Terry Trafton. Welcome to What's Your Dream podcast. How are you doing today, Terry?
I am doing great. I am so happy to be with you, Trisha.
It's going to be fun. You ready to dive in?
I am ready to dive in.
Perfect.
Let's do it. All right.
This is a amazing, like one of my favorite questions. What is your biggest dream or aspiration?
You know, that is such an amazing question and so fully loaded. You know, there's so much in there. I think I've spent my life and my career really trying to lead and create healthy and caring relationships, and then also help other people activate that within the, their circles, really being focused and centered on growth and helping people just find what is that success. And so for me, you know, that is a big dream, is to be able to do that with lots of people, right? With if I can be the spark or help the light bulb kind of come on, being successful at that, I guess, is the big dream part, right? The aspiration is being able to help more people and succeed in life and feel good about where they are and what they're doing, right? There's so many people hurting and struggling. And, as a counselor, a leader, administrator, all the different roles I play in my life, and that I activate husband, father, and, son, brother, all family member, just trying to be supportive and helpful. And I think that is awesome and amazing to be able to do, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's where true success and value come in, is being able to help as many people as you can get to an amazing place. Because I know both you and I have spent many years getting to where we are to feel like personal development. It's like, it's so amazing when you finally feel it like kick in and you feel this like this, trajectory, like actually forward going. And then I think at some point, I mean, we all still get stuck a little bit, right? I mean, whether it's in our business or, maybe it's marketing our business or whatever it is, we still get stuck, but you do something in personal development and it keeps that growth going. And being able to help other people do that in a little bit faster way, I think is really cool too. Because I mean, think about all the books and the research that we've done. It's like, I don't know how long you've been on this journey. That would be a great question. But like, I've been on mine for 10, 11 years now of trying to figure out like, what's the meaning of life? Right? And like, where am I going? Where am I headed? And I think that at some point it's like, you're just like, okay, now I'm getting there. I'm on this great trajectory. For some reason, that word is super hard to say. So how long have you been on this journey? The like personal development, emotional intelligence?
I was going to say like helping people I've been doing for, 30 years. I started even before or while I was in college, trying to figure out where I wanted to be. I knew that I wanted to help other people, getting a psychology degree, getting my counseling degree, working in community and nonprofit and, doing just that, helping people access the resources and activate strategies to be better. As I moved throughout my career, became an administrator, an executive, I realized that helping people that I worked with, employees that I worked with, my teams of people, and seeing the strife, the stress, the angst around that, and trying to kind of dive deeper in that. Obviously, learning for me is a big passion. It's something that I value and energizes me, is I like to learn and continue to learn new and different things. And so I had some mentors that I worked with, and they helped me really activate that, you know, getting, I say I have lots of credentials and certifications and things, because I felt like that was something I wanted to learn more about, right? I wanted tools to be able to use. And so as I started doing organizational development, change management, and then also individual team development, I realized, you know, learning, it was probably 7 years ago that I got certified in energy intelligence, and really leaning into, you know, your energy, what you're most intrinsically motivated by, what are those things that draw us to our purpose and our passion, right? And how that we activate that. And I was able to start doing that with the teams that I was working with and overseeing and leading. And so that really sparked the passion. And when I was working with my own leadership development coach and trying to figure out what do I want to be when I grow up, or, you know, what I want to do more of, as I lean into my passion, and, you know, figured out that that led me to wanting to start to work with more organizations, teams, people on a broader sense, feeling like there's so much work to do. Like, I would just talk to so many different people in different industry, and it was always the same, you know, the stress, the burnout, the engagement. And so that really, you know, helped me want to learn more about emotional intelligence, want to learn more about, you know, positivity, you know, gratitude. How do we create more of that? How do we help people create more of that? How do I help people create that? And I know you do that as well. And, you know, it's life-changing, right? We see it every day. I see people that it changes their lives, and I'm just so happy for them that's able to happen. And I know that you've seen that as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think you don't want to be doing it out of, like, you don't want to necessarily be doing it to fill your own cup, but it just automatically does that, which is so amazing. To be able to see other people's lives change is truly, truly amazing. And just get them to dream bigger and be more grateful. And I mean, that's, we all know, right? Thoughts become things and feelings become your reality. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feelings, you know, emotions become feelings and moods. And so we have to figure out how to manage that so that we can have better moods, right? Because, and then we get in that funk, how do we get out of it? And it's important to be able to learn how to make that shift, because we know the spiral that we can get into, right? And that can happen when we're not in a good space, right? And it happens to all of us, and we have to figure out how to reset and move through it. So,
absolutely. One of my favorite things is music, physiology, dancing, changing your, you know, just changing that the physiology, really, I guess, is what it is. And it does, it definitely sets your mood. But I'll even have my moments where I'm like, I don't even feel like listening to music. It's like, oh no, this is not good. So then it's like, sometimes you just got to meditate or sleep on it. Sometimes, you know, just sleeping changes your mood as well.
Yeah, of course, sleep does. I even say it's as simple as breathing. Yeah. We don't necessarily use breath. We take it, you know, it's just automatic, right? And so we don't realize how it can help us regulate. And so, you know, teaching basic breathing exercises and box breathing. And I was talking to a group of leaders the other day, and I said, I'm getting used to most people knowing what box breathing is, you know, and breathing. And, you know, I have been doing it for so long that I took it a little for granted. I just kind of figured, and I was like, everyone knows what box breathing is, right? And I actually had somebody raise their hand and say, no, I don't. I was like, awesome, let's talk about it. You know, and so we actually went through how to do box breathing, and it was very helpful. And so
Google that. If you don't know what box breathing is, Google it.
Google it.
Yep. All right. You ready for the next question?
Oh, of course. Okay. Yes.
What makes you feel grateful and full of joy today?
You know, I think you were talking about music, and I was like, the sun does amazing things for us, you know, when we don't have light and sun. And you know, I'm watching a show right now and it's in total darkness. And I'm like, I don't know that I could ever be in a place that's totally dark. Like that would just be so, I mean, it would just get depressing. And so I'm grateful that we have the sun today because the sun gives us energy. I think we need to get out and, you know, when you go outside and you actually feel the sun on your skin, how energizing that is for you. And it, like you're talking about a reset, you know, that's a major reset for me, is changing my scenery, going outside, exercising. Those things are important to me. And I know, like, if I'm in a mental funk, like I need to go exercise. I need to get out, change my scenery. Once I do, it helps me reset. And so I'm also super excited and grateful to be with you. You're a great, I've gotten to know you over the last couple of years and see how excited and energized you are about helping other people, and what we both have similarities around what we try to do. And so being able to be in conversation with you and other people just around, you know, just thinking about other conversations I'm going to have today, you know, helping people understand and have the conversation right about being, you know, what is possible, what is inspiring you to do better and achieve, and, you know, talking about purpose and passion and how to activate that in life. And so it's so exciting, you know, to me, that's exciting to be able to talk to you about, because I get energized about it, if you can't tell.
Yeah, those are two of my favorite words. Purpose and passion.
Purpose and
I think
passion.
everybody should be able to live their purpose in a passionate way. I think that would be a phenomenal place to be.
Live your purpose in a, I said that wrong. Live
Your
your
purpose in a
passion.
passionate way.
Yeah. Yes. Live your purpose in a passionate way. I like the flip. So that's good.
All right, next question. What are the most significant lessons you've learned throughout your life, and how have they shaped you as a person?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about a couple of things. I mean, that's such an reflective question, right? It's nice to be able, and that's really what we're trying to do, or what I'm trying to do, is help people pause and reflect on, you know, even their day, their hour, their meeting, whatever it is that's troubling them. And when I think back on my life, and just, you know, there's a couple of significant lessons that come to mind. Like, one is personal and the other is professional. And, you know, personally, losing your father at the age of 7 is pretty life-changing, right? At the time, I did not realize how impactful that was. I think the nice thing was I have a larger extended family. So there were lots of people in my life that kind of stepped up, uncles, aunts, grandparents, to really help, you know, what you see in all communities, right? And I didn't realize till later how significant that was, and how altering it is. It still, I believe, led me to want to help other people. You know, I saw my mother struggle to try to help make sure my sister and I had the things we needed. And then later, as she remarried, and I ha you know, have another father now that I've had longer than my, you know, just being able to reflect on what that what is and was. And when I see that happen to other people, you know, I can really relate to that. And so, but I still felt like it led me to want to help other people. My father was a substance use counselor and administrator, and so I, you know, it was kind of interesting that I went into psychology and counseling as well, and now do coaching and consulting and, you know, strategizing with people. But I think the other lesson I learned that I like to reflect on is, as a leader in an organization, running organizations as an executive, as an administrator, you think you know. Like, I've done a lot of learning at this point. I'm at the, you know, what you think of the pinnacle of your career, you know, that people, you know, as you progress. And I will say, like, the higher up you get, and I say this to executives even that are aspiring to be, you know, to CEOs or whatever, it's lonely at the top, and you have to make sure that you are grounded and have a good support system around you. And so I use that lesson, but I think the other thing I saw in people that I thought were mentors and leaders struggling and having trouble seeing the bigger vision, because they get so sucked down into the minutiae, the details. And that's what stress, anxiety, and all that stuff pulls us down, right? And so I've experienced it, and then I've also seen it in others. And so that lesson is important to help reset, right? Pause and reflect on what's happening. But then also giving people grace, because, you know, we don't always know. I don't always know why somebody acts a certain way. I don't know what's happening in their life. I don't know why they're choosing to say certain things or do certain things. And I don't know that it's necessarily about me. And we always, there's a tendency to want to like personalize it and take it in and, you know, have to, you know, it's just important to think about like resetting, reflecting, getting curious about, you know, trying to understand intention and what people are doing. And, you know, a lot of it's easier to jump to assumption, right? So, those are big lessons. I don't know what you think about, you know, all of that. And, that's a lot. So.
Yeah. Well, I love what you're saying about just pausing, you know, I mean, just pausing and being self-aware of what's going on in your life is one of the biggest keys. And I think what you said about like being at the pinnacle of people's career, I think what people don't understand is that at the pinnacle of your career, it's never going to go any higher than the pinnacle of your personal development as well. And so I think that's why people get stuck and they get like at this ceiling point and they don't know where to go, because it's like, you're never going to be able to thrive in business, or maybe it's even somebody else's business, right? If you aren't thriving as a person, they are directly connected to one another.
That's such a great way to look at it. And I agree completely with you about it. It's like, you have to continue to develop and change. And I always say it's important to have a coach that you can talk to and process things through that has, you know, it's nice to have a coach that's experienced and been able to do that. And I think, you know, the other lesson is there's other things that I can be doing to help people. And it's not just leading an organization, but helping other organizations lead through their values and vision and purpose, and making sure they're activating that in the culture and the mindset that they deploy in their organizations and their teams, and, you know, that they're leading the way they want to lead. Right. So that to your point, like having that person that helps you with your own personal development.
Yeah. Yep. More corporations need to focus on wellness and focus on personal development, because then their teams will get stronger and have more employee retention, all the things. I could talk about that forever. I know you could too.
Yes, so,
Yeah. All right. The next question is what inspires you and motivates you to keep going, even when faced with challenges?
I think, you know, that is a good point, that there's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be roadblocks. You know, I experience them, you know, weekly, sometimes daily. And how do you approach those, and helping people understand that you can get through it? There's a hope for a better tomorrow is what, you know, and so let's think about how do we move through this challenge and address it in a way that, you know, makes sure that we're in line with our own values as a person and you know, as the role we're representing at the time, because there's going to be difficult challenges. And how do we focus and reset? You know, it's, you know, I talk a lot about pausing and reflecting. I also talk about pause and breathing, because I think breathing helps us reset our mind, especially when we're stressed and we're in our emotional brain. We need to reset and get into our thinking brain in our, you know, and be able to strategize and develop, you know, comments or ways to move forward. And so just being able to break that down and realize there's a plan, you know, so just knowing that there, we can get through it and we can persevere, that I can persevere, and that, you know, move through the challenge. It is possible. I've moved through lots of challenges and, you know, it is possible. You can do it.
There's going to be more. Like you said, there's always going to be more. That's what life is about. And we didn't think about what we don't want, then we wouldn't know what we do want. And I always say, it's like, you know, I have to visit hell every once in a while, right? To visit heaven. And it's like, you have to have that like ebb and flow. So, because it makes everything better. It would be so boring if none of us had any challenges. And I probably shouldn't even say that out loud, because who knows what's going to come this afternoon if I say things like that. But I mean, it is, it's just a fact of life, right?
It is a fact of life. It's a fact of life. It's a fact of our daily routine. And, you know, unfortunately, people experience it at different extremes. And, you know, some people that are in their deep, dark despair and like how to move through that and move out of it, and, you know, is important to help them see that there is a way and that, you know, there are solutions to problems and we can work through it. And that's why it's important to be critical and thoughtful and know that you can do it.
Yes, you can do it. All right. Nothing like having a cheerleader, right?
Yes.
All right. What do you hope to leave behind in the world as your legacy?
Oh my gosh, this is so audacious, Trisha. To know that we are here for a finite amount of time, and that there's a better way of doing things to balance work life, that increasing and making sure that you're aware of what's happening around you, and then being able to manage that and think about what can be different. I mean, I think that's why it's so important that we have reflection and intention, that we're thinking about what we need to be doing and then activating those strategies. You know, I hope that, you know, the legacy of people being able to understand that you can feel emotions, but manage them in a way that will help you be productive and engaged and happy, and that you can move through those challenges in life and work and school, whatever it is, and that it's momentary, and that figuring out what that reset is. And so that's really, you know, the work I've been doing for so long. And I guess if I think about it, that's what I'm, you know, we were talking about hope earlier, but, you know, my hope is that more people will be able to understand, do that, pass that down generationally, right? We want to leave that with the younger generation, and then hopefully that will hardwire into how they interact with their kids. And so, you know, when we're gone off this earth, that there's that kind of flowing forward. You know, how are we, you know, moving it forward, passing that education, knowledge, experience forward, so that you can live a better life.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of my whys is, or my, actually that is my why, like the foundation of my why is making generational change so my kids don't have to go through the things I went through. And it's really funny. You keep saying the word hope, and I'm actually trying to take that word out of my vocabulary.
Oh, really? So what do we replace hope with?
Faith that this is going to happen. It's always like, well, hopefully to me means like, well, it might happen, it might not. I'm going to kind of wish for the best. Right. But if I have faith it's going to happen, then it's just a different kind of feeling behind it. Like, I believe it's going to happen.
Yeah. The intention is there, right? Like, it's not, I'm not just hoping for it. I'm activating it. Right. And that's why I use the word activate a lot. Because like, how are you activating this in your life? How are you activating emotional management and energy management in your life and your work so that you can live a better, happier life. So activates my word, but I like your word faith. So
faith, belief. I love both those words.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to believe it. Believe it. Conceive it to believe it and achieve it.
Yes.
Right.
Love it. Yes. I always say too, like you hear that saying, I have to see it to believe it. And it's like, no, that's actually backwards. I have to believe it to see it come to fruition.
Exactly. I have to believe it to see it. I like the flip. You're good on the flip, Trisha.
Yeah. I've read a lot.
Yes.
I've written a lot of things down, taken a lot of notes for sure.
As we all should.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Lovely. I always thought, like, back in high school, I'm like, oh, I hate researching. There's nothing worse than researching and writing essays. And now I would love to be doing that full time, just reading and writing and reading and writing in the mountains, in a log cabin.
Yes.
Overlooking a beautiful lake, right?
Yeah, I think like a disconnect, right? Be able to be reflective in what you're doing as you're moving forward. I think you try to help people set that stage. Yeah. And, it's just so hard to do. When I talk to people, it's like, you have to carve this time out of your schedule. I know you're busy. Like, look forward, figure it out. Really, like, put some walls around it and just be really focused and intentional about, like, no, you aren't going to allow anybody. You control your schedule, right? So, like, let's put a wall around it. Be, you know, because you deserve it for yourself. You have to have that time.
Yeah. And it sounds kind of dark, but I mean, if you don't take the time to breathe and meditate and journal and gratitude, like have gratitude and write those things down, it will literally take years off of your life.
Yes. Because you get sucked down into to the slog and trudge, you know, you're just trudging forward in the trenches, and you have to, like, get up above it, right? Get out of it. That's what I say when I see people in the eternal crisis cycle. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't seem to be able to get out of this crisis cycle. And, you know, you really need to be able to step back from it. And it is so hard for some industry, from some professions. And, you know, I was having a conversation yesterday about somebody that they were on board. They were talking about being a best place to work. And then they were also talking about, well, we expect our employees to work 100 hours a week, which those two things they don't connect, right? Okay. I was like, I don't know that I've heard somebody say that out loud in a long time, but that's kind of the old strategy, right? But how do we get people into a state of flow where they can be more productive and actually have to work less, but be more productive? So...
absolutely. So important for teams. Oh my gosh. Yes. 100 hours a week is absolutely ridiculous. Talk about horrible mental health.
Yeah. Well, then they talk, on the other hand, like, we have this wonderful, you know, resources for mental health and wellness and resilience. And I was like,
they don't have time to do it.
They don't compute. So, I don't, yeah. So anyway, I was a little baffled by that, but, I was like, well, that's why we have to help leaders see and understand there's a different way to support their employees and still help their employees be engaged and productive and, you know, help the business move forward. Cause there's so many people disengaged with life, with work. And, you know, and it's kind of to your point, like, they just get stuck in that, like, moving forward, and then they aren't zooming out and being thoughtful about how to move forward.
Right. And I mean, I would even venture to say, and I would think that you would agree with this, that 100 hours a week, if they are actually on point and creating in the way that they could be creating, if their mental capacity was better, they had the air in their lungs that they needed, if they had the kind of, like, openness to be able to, like, flow through work, that 100 hours, they could get the same amount of stuff done in 50 if they would actually be able to take that breath. Wouldn't you? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. And I would say be focused and intentional, yep. Right? So, like, I just can't imagine trying to work 100 hours a week and what that would mean. You know, it's you just get so like you're just moving forward on a train, right? And so how do you be more focused and intentional about the time you're spending, what you're doing with your time? And then are you able to create conditions for that ultimate level of focus and flow to be productive for yourself and feel good about it, right? Do it in less time. I'm always trying to be, how can I be more efficient? And how can I help people be more efficient in the work they're doing? So managing their schedule, looking at what activities they're doing, how energizing or draining are they? How do you help create conditions and deal with those situations so you can recover and move forward? And, taking a break, pausing, reflecting, intention, those are all important.
Yeah, I think it's cool because just as you're talking, like all the different little keywords that you're saying, right? Like energize, action, all these different words. I already understand how you help organizations and I already understand how you help teams and leaders and all of that. So it's, I mean, good job.
Well, thank
You
you.
definitely make it understandable and how you can help these organizations have, not work 100 hours a week and have the mental health and the capacity that they need to, thrive.
Well, I've seen it not work, and it's so important. So the work is important, and balance is important in people's life. And you're pulled in so many directions. And what I always say to people that have littles, my son has now graduated from college, and that happens so fast in a blink. And at the time, sometimes you're like, "What am I doing?" It's like, really embrace what you have, the opportunities that you have, the those moments, and don't wish them away. And the same thing with your people that are important in your life, right? Like, I'm trying to be intentional about making sure I'm keeping important connections in my life active, because I don't know how much longer I'm gonna have with them. I've had recent loss where I've lost a grandfather that was really important to me a couple of years ago. I lost my mother-in-law. And so reflecting on that, and it's like, oh, I miss those moments. And it's like, so you don't know when they're going to be gone. So really try to like create them, right? Because I think sometimes we just get stuck in what we're doing and moving. If, oh my gosh, I got to get all this stuff done. And it's like, okay, well, let's be intentional about our relationships and how we're manifesting them, right? How we're activating them in our lives. So
Yep. And not everybody thinks like we do, right? Like you can have the expectations that other people are going to do it. If you want to connect with someone, do it. Reach out. Like that's the bottom line. Ask for what you want.
exactly.
Everything in life, right? Mm-hmm.
Ask for what you want, for sure. I coach people on that all the time. It's like we have conversations like, well, have you asked for what you wanted? No. Okay. Well, let's craft a message. Let's figure out how to do that.
Yeah. You want to raise? Ask for it.
Yeah. If you feel like you're being underpaid, then figure out why and, develop that conversation. Let's talk about it
Yeah.
for sure.
All right. This is the last question, but I can't promise it's actually the last question. Usually turns into another one. What is the one action you take every day to get closer to your dreams?
That's a nice visual question if you think about it and reflect on it. I think we've been talking about it, today, throughout, but I think about my one word for the year is focus. And so how am I being focused in my day and what I'm doing? And so even in my hour, some it's easy to get distracted, or maybe for me it is, because there's lots of things coming at me. And I know this happens to other people because I talk about it with them all the time. And I think being focused on what needs to be done, being thoughtful, intentional about what I need to do, and then looking at the end of the day, like, did I get what I needed done? Are these the top three things? Did I get them done? Oh, I didn't get these things done. Okay, why? Do an evaluation of that. And so I think just making sure that I am staying true to, what's going to get me further, get me closer to my goal, my passion, my purpose, and what I'm trying to achieve, and you know, helping more people, getting having my voice be out there. Hopefully that it's, you know, triggers a switch for somebody to think about something differently, to try something differently. I always try to end my talks with, what action are you going to take? What's the one thing you're going to do differently today based on what we've talked about here today? And I always like to think my conversation, it to be interactive and conversational. I know that's harder to do when you get with bigger groups of people, but I still, you still, there are still brave people that like to get out and talk in front of people. And so, you know, so just thinking about that, and, you know, how I'm being focused and intentional on what I say, people, you know, people always have the question, how are you doing today? You know, it's kind of a throwaway question that we ask people. And then a lot of times people run off and don't even, they're not really listening to the answer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's more like, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Fine.
And, I always say, like, think about, you know, what you're doing and what you need help with, and ask for help if you need it, you know, be thoughtful about it. And, you know, I think it will definitely, you know, help you get to where you want to go. Right.
Yep.
And I'm sure you talk about this with people as well. And so you understand the importance of, you know, being focused. And, you know, I say, instead of saying I'm moving fast and furious, now I say I'm moving fast and focused. So got to move through it, right? So those are things I try to do.
Awesome. Yeah, you're definitely exercising your word, focus. Mine is simplify, and I'm still working on it.
I think simplify is a good word, because there's so many things you could do, right? And so how did you figure out what is the thing you could simplify, push out of your life? It's hard to do, right, with people that to learn.
Yeah.
And
it's create. Really hard for serial entrepreneurs.
yes.
So
it's like, I want to try that. I want to learn about that. I, you know, and I have to be thoughtful about that as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I think that you are doing amazing things for yourself and for all those around you, and just being able to go into these businesses and truly be able to help them. And you're not just helping the businesses, right? You're helping all the people, and you're doing so much of that personal development and adding value to their lives that I can tell that it's definitely having phenomenal results.
Well, thank you for what you're doing, Trisha. I think it's important that we have more people out there helping people, teams, and organizations really activate the strategies they need to be successful, to feel good about what they're doing, and there's a better way of doing that, right? And so if we can help them activate that better way and feel good about it, and feel good, you know, about who they're working with and what they're doing, or what they're not doing, right? You said simplify. So what are the things we need to push? So I love it. So I appreciate your time. I appreciate your efforts to get the word out, to generate thought, and also spark an interest, right? Spark something new and different.
Absolutely. Purpose and passion.
Purpose and passion.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.